The dance. When I met my niece, she was the smallest baby I had ever seen. Her tiny hands, bunched into fists, punched the air in protest of an ache in her belly that wouldn't let up. I remember taking her in my arms, smoothing her delicate fingers, singing softly into her ear. But still, she cried. I stroked her head and walked quietly to the laundry room, turned the dryer on, full blast. It was the middle of July, a heat wave seeping through the windows. For hours I paced, rocking back and forth, a slow dance to the rumbling hum of my father's old dryer, as the heat and the sound soothed away her tears. Long after her cries had quieted and she had fallen asleep, body folded in relief against my heart, I continued our dance, my breath keeping time with hers.